The Pfluger Bridge in downtown Austin was built not for vehicles, but for runners, bicyclists, and pedestrians, offering them safe passage over Town Lake and access to the hike and bike trails along its shores. It's named for the late Austin architect, James D. Pfluger, who designed those trails. Architects Gerard Kinney and Donna Carter of Austin and the engineering firm HDR Incorporated of Omaha led the design team for the bridge. Two opposing curves overlap in the middle to form an elongated hourglass shape that extends 700 feet across the water. The aesthetic curving substructure is constructed with steel girders and reinforced concrete piers. Lining the bridge are low-maintenance galvanized metal railings, light fixtures, and raised planter beds. Metal benches in the 44-foot-wide midsection provide seating that overlooks the Austin skyline and the traffic-clogged Lamar Boulevard Bridge nearby. The concrete roadbed is divided into four lanes for faster and slower foot and bicycle traffic. On the south end of the bridge, the lanes flow into the hike and bike trail along Town Lake and into the street-level sidewalk. On the north end, a helix or spiral-shaped sidewalk and a stairway lead to the trail below. A grassy area in the center of the helix serves as a small amphitheater. Chief Project Architect Gerard Kinney.
Pathways have always been the place where community comes together, whether it's on a street or a mall or a sidewalk or wherever. And so a bridge, particularly if you can design it to accommodate it, is the perfect place to, I think, foster community.
Which has been the case since it opened in 2001. The Pfluger Bridge has become a destination in itself, a venue for weddings and for picnics, and on July 4th, a gathering place where thousands watch the fireworks.